Karen will now guide you through a centering and unwinding practice for the end of the day.
Welcome back. However your day went, whether it was a real peak experience or somewhat of a valley experience, this is an opportunity to unwind from the stress or bring to focus the excitement and recenter from the day. So let's begin again by checking your position in the car. Is your seat back reasonably straight? Your armrest out of the way so you can relax those shoulders? Is your seatbelt fastened over your center? And please, 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 please turn off that cell phone. This is your time. Let's just start out to release some of the stress from the day. Raise your shoulders and, you know, be sure to hang onto that steering wheel. But if you can, raise your shoulders to your ears, hold them there, and then let them drop. And do that again. And inhale as you raise them up. And then exhale as you let them fall. And just let those shoulders relax. Raise them again. And let them drop again. And now, with focus and awareness on the road ahead, let's return to some conscious breathing. Breathing in through your nose, so you can feel that contact all the way down in your belly with your seatbelt. And breathing out with an ah. Inhale calmness. Exhale tension. Inhale calmness. Exhale tension. Inhale calmness. And exhale any residual tension. Go ahead and just get into that rhythm of breathing. And be easy on yourself. Breathing in fully and exhaling with a sound. Breathing well is such a powerful healing tool. It has a huge impact on our health and our peace of mind. And the best part, it's free. So were there any times during the day today that you would just as soon forget about? As you exhale, let go of any judgment you have about anything that happened today. Right now, it's in the past. So inhale calmness, exhale frustration. Inhale calmness, exhale frustration. Inhale calmness, exhale fear. Were there any times during the day today when you felt judgment about someone else's behavior? Do you really understand where they were coming from? What did you learn from them? Are there any questions that you could have asked them and didn't for better understanding? Inhale learning, exhale judgment. Inhale learning, exhale frustration. Inhale calmness, exhale anger. As you continue to breathe, recall that reflection time from this morning about a time in your past when you felt totally centered, in the zone, in the flow. Do you remember the specific memory that you brought forth? Whether it was when you were working on a specific project, or whether it was time spent in nature, or was it a connection with someone else? or an athletic event, recall that feeling, the sounds, the smells, or that mental picture that you have. Continuing to breathe, just connect with that feeling with your center and your breath. Inhale that center memory and exhale any residual stress from the day. Inhale that center memory and exhale any residual stress from the day. Inhale that center memory and exhale any residual stress from the day. You are so wise when you listen to yourself. As you reconnect with center, your intuitive self, you will have clarity about any action you need to take. That clarity comes from your strength, not from your anger or your fear. Many times in the past, you've likely given yourself great advice, and then you didn't follow it. This time, take time to listen to yourself. Continue to breathe. Breathing in, calm your mind. Breathing out, smile. Breathing in, calm your mind. Breathing out, smile. Breathing in, clarity. Breathing out any anger. Breathing in clarity. Breathing out fear. As you continue to develop a strong sense of center, you may begin to see the humor in some of your interactions that you used to seem so serious about. We are all people wanting to do our best. And sometimes our best seems to conflict with another's best. Perhaps if we are open to understanding them, they will be open to understanding us. Some wise people I know believe that there are only two emotions, love and fear. If you are feeling something other than love, say anger or frustration, you might ask yourself, what is the underlying fear? What am I really afraid of here? So continuing to breathe, inhale clarity, exhale all fear. Inhale clarity. Exhale all fear. Inhale clarity. Exhale all fear. Breathing in, energize your body. Breathing out, feel free. Breathing in, energize your body. Breathing out, feel free. Breathing in, energize your body. Breathing out, feel free. So, what are you going to do for yourself tonight? Something that brings you more aliveness? Or something that deadens your senses? Do you have a plan to exercise? A simple walk with a dog? A few stretches on the hotel floor? What are you going to eat? Again, something that brings you aliveness or something that deadens your senses. breathe in vitality and breathe out habits that don't serve our good. Breathe in vitality and breathe out habits that don't serve our good. Breathe in vitality and breathe out habits that don't serve our good. As you arrive at your destination, you might want to write down any clear thoughts you had during your drive home. I keep a little notebook in my car. I call it my idea notebook, real original. But I write down those brilliant thoughts I have that I sometimes lose in the busyness of my life. Just think about doing that. So continue your breathing and know wherever you go, there you will be. So take your center with you. We'll all appreciate it. Go forward in your strength and have a lovely evening.
Thank you for joining us. For current information about Karen's other programs, check www.karenvalencik.com.